You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can work together to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. Today we have with us Ms. Carolyn Dwyer. She has many years of ministry experience as a pastor's wife. She also was at Southeastern Free Will Baptist Bible College for several years. She's done a lot of good work in the ministry, and today we're going to talk about how her ministry is expanding. So, Ms. Dwyer, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Brother Eddie. It's so good to be here and to share with you what's coming up for Free Will Baptist Women.
Excellent. And we're so excited about it. And I know many people have heard about your husband, Dr. Dwyer, the good work he has been doing for several years with Rekindle.
I'm always Dr. Dwyer's wife.
You are. And you are always helping him out. And we probably need to edit this out. We have to keep him straight, do we not? You do a good job of it, though.
Thank you.
Well, you're about to do kind of a new ministry angle for us, working with pastors' wives. We have a podcast that, if you've not listened to it, we want to encourage folks to go and listen to it, where you talked about some of the challenges that pastors' wives face. But you're about to do something to help our pastors' wives. Tell us some of what you're planning to do in the future to help some of our pastors' wives out.
Well, we hope to have Zoom calls coming up in September. And if you're interested in participating in some of those calls, all you have to do is go to NAFWB and put in your name, your phone number, and ask whatever questions that you would like to be answered. We'll also be talking about possibility of doing some book reviews. And if you have a particular book that you're interested in that you would like talked about, then we can certainly go that route as well. In fact, I already have one book picked out that I think you're really going to find challenging. And
it could just be a good book. I think you and I have talked about this book a little bit, because you said it wasn't just a book for pastors' wives, that other people would benefit from reading this book as well.
Any Christian woman will find this very challenging. It's not, you have to read it slowly to get the impact and for you to think about it. So I love the book.
Yeah, so you're talking about Priscilla Shivers' book, right?
Right, uh-huh.
So let's give them the title of that book.
The Resolution of Women.
Okay.
If you don't participate in the book review, I would at least encourage you to go ahead and get that book.
Excellent.
Read it prayerfully and slowly. But anyway, also, Brother Eddie, we're going to be at the National Convention.
Yes.
And I'll be sharing with pastors' wives there. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited about that as well.
It's going to be a good time. And I encourage folks to go to the program. Look at, because I'm forgetting what day and time you're doing.
I know it's on Wednesday. I think it's Wednesday afternoon.
Okay. Go take a look at that date and time, and pastors' wives, show up to that. We just encourage you. It's going to be an exciting time. We'll go ahead and say that. And they'll learn about some of the things that are happening, some of the things that are coming down the road. And you've already done this. You're asking, what do you want to talk about? What are some of the books you'd like to read? You've got your own ideas, of course, but you're trying to get some feedback from the wives of our pastors.
Absolutely. And you can contact me through the National Office website as well.
Okay.
So, in fact, I would love for you to do that. Mm-hmm. If you have any questions, if you shoot me an email, then they will forward it to me, and I'll get it. And in fact, once I get your email, if you send me your phone number, we can chat, whatever you need. So I want to be here for you, and there'll probably be some more women that want to be here for you. And so that's what we're looking forward to.
This is great. So really, as it stands now, it's broken down to kind of three, maybe even four areas. And so let's talk about that. You just alluded to how you're open. The wife of a pastor feels like she would like to talk to someone confidentially.
Right.
She can talk to you. You're not saying you're a professional counselor or anything like that, but you have been a pastor's wife for many years, and you're open. What you're saying is you're open to that, and they could email us at questions@nafwb.org. Just say, I want to reach Ms. Dwyer, and we'll get them in touch with you. So that's one way. The second thing you mentioned was the book studies. Mm-hmm. So they could read the books or read a book, and there'll be Zoom calls where they could talk about that. And then the third is the Pastor's Wives Hangout. Let's talk about that a little bit. What will you do with the Pastor's Wife Hangout?
Well, the hangout will involve the book studies, mm-hmm. but we'll be focusing on answering questions that you have sent to us, mm-hmm. Sent to me. And I will probably get input from some other pastors' wives on those answers, but then we'll be discussing that. So we're open for your questions, mm-hmm. But we will feed off of those questions. Mm-hmm. So the more questions you send in, the more help will be given out.
That's great. And so these will be Zoom discussions. Mm-hmm. And so if folks were to email us at questions@nafwb.org, we'll forward your information to Ms. Dwyer. We'll send you the Zoom information. And then you can also say, hey, during the hangout time, I'd like to talk about how do you deal with it when someone criticizes your children, or, you know, what do you do when someone talks poorly about your husband? You know, these are things I'm interested in getting some information on. Mm-hmm. And I hear you saying we would talk about that with other pastors' wives during the hangout time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's another opportunity. We'll put information out about when the book discussion would be, but these book discussions are a way to get into that information as well, aren't they?
Absolutely. So you'll be getting answers and reviewing books, and not just answers from me, but in connection with other people who've been through the same thing.
Absolutely. And so when you start to think about it, there's a lot of pastors' wives out there.
There are. And I don't want them to be afraid to share with me their hearts, mm-hmm. because it can be tough, but it can be so exciting as well. So anyway, we're here for you.
Absolutely. You are. And you've kind of done this in an informal way over the years, haven't you?
Absolutely.
And a lot of folks, you'll hear them talk about, I was up on Dwyer Hill and spend some time with you and Dr. Dwyer, and you've been this kind of comfort to people in a lot of different settings. This really creates an opportunity with the new technology we have, wherever you may be, to be able to have contact with you, just to have a listening ear, somebody that's been there that can help through a particular situation.
Well, I certainly pray I know that's what the Lord has for us. So
there's one last thing I want to bring up, and that is we have another aspect that will roll out at the National where someone could get professional counseling if they were interested. And so we have a Tom Jones, and we have others that are working with us to provide professional counseling. And so you're going in, and what Ms. Dwyer here will provide will be more kind of a lay person and very helpful. But just remember, listeners, we also have an opportunity where you could get professional counseling if you would like that as well. And you could get more information at questions@nafwb.org.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea, because some people need more help than what I can give.
Mm-hmm.
But I can certainly be a beginning point that I believe God's going to use me at.
Well, I know He is, and I just want to thank you, Ms. Dwyer, for your faithfulness over the years. I thank you for how you already have ministered in this way so far. But thank you for being willing to step out, and when you guys could be golfing all the time or doing other things. I just appreciate your heart for the wives of our pastors, and you investing your time and energy in this way.
Thank you, Brother Eddie.
And we want to thank you, our listeners. We want to encourage you, if you're at the National, stop by, see Ms. Dwyer's seminar. I want to encourage you to encourage others to stop by as well. Maybe you can't attend the National this year. Well, reach out to Ms. Dwyer by emailing us at questions@nafwb.org. We'll get you in touch with her. And maybe you know someone that could benefit from some of these resources. How about passing this podcast along to them? Remember, every little thing we do together for the gospel of Christ really does advance the kingdom work. We truly are better together.